Presenting this week's story, Duane King, From Hot Rodder to Pilot, Part 2.
My driving began with fun and soon speed as I wore cowboy boots and sped forward in loops on a tricycle. I was a little twerp in New York State in the early 1940s. Later, when I wanted a bicycle, Dad made it clear that I would have to earn the money. A new Schwinn bicycle became mine when I won a contest, collecting old shoes for a radio station. We had a good family life, school, church, and sports. Dad was a machinist at IBM and a storyteller who made up stories just by looking at people walking down the street. Mom was a clerk at a department store. I had two brothers and one sister who survived her brothers. When I was 3, I gave her a present, her first haircut. Her blonde curls tumbled to the floor. As I grew, I found myself repairing our family bicycles, radio, and whatever needed fixing. It was training for my future. I rebuilt my brother's 55 Chevy engine. There was no stalling my passion for hot cars. I loved them, and I needed a 32 Ford hot rod. You have to see and hear a hot rod. It has a souped-up engine. It's designed for racing. The engine is often exposed. It has it all. Acceleration, speed, and muffler roar. Whatever you want to call the juice it gives the driver, it's got it. As I developed skills, I was also developing a good work ethic. Grandpa taught me to work with my hands with blacksmithing and welding. Dirt and machinery did not bother me. My brother Dave and I were fortunate to earn money delivering newspapers. I worked collecting garbage and being a mechanic's helper. I needed the money and skills to repair my cars. Sports brought me the excitement of speed, the camaraderie of team friends, and travel opportunities. I played baseball and participated in track and cross-country events. On Sundays, our family attended Calvary Tabernacle. I was in the youth group, but not known for saintly behavior. I was 11 when I made the decision to become a Christian. My family helped me to realize the importance of that choice. One of my cousins said, "Duane was the reason I was always in trouble, but he would tell you different." I think the turning point in Duane's life was when he received Christ as his Savior. My family, grandparents, and uncles had a strong, positive influence upon me. I think my grandmother's prayers led to 3 generations of Christian workers in our family. My Uncle Bill was my strongest spiritual motivator during my teen years. 2 other uncles inspired me with their stories of World War II service. One served in 3 wars. He stirred me to want to serve God with the same zeal and love he had. My uncle thought that there was something in me that went beyond being occupied with hot rodding or a typical religious career. He told my parents, "That boy ought to be fixing or flying airplanes for God." Join us for part 3 of the Duane King series. We will follow Duane into Mission Aviation.
Todd Warren and I, Barbara Steiner, are bringing today's story to you. Find this story and many more at thisweekstory.com. ¶¶